English Audiopedia. Explore the world with Audiopedia. Task 3. Apply. Topic: Historic Events. Title: What a Historic Event.
Sobat pintar, kali ini kamu akan mendapatkan pertanyaan yang akan menuntutmu menerapkan pengetahuanmu tentang teks recount peristiwa agresi militer Belanda kedua. Simak teksnya dan jawab pertanyaannya.
Did you hear that? So scary, right? That sound reminds me of an unforgettable event in Indonesia. It was known as the Second Dutch Military Aggression. The offensive aimed to force my country, the Republic of Indonesia, to cooperate with the Dutch government and ensure that we were still closely connected to the Netherlands. It was still early morning in Yogyakarta, the temporary capital of Indonesia at that time, when some planes flew above Maguwo Airport, a small airport in the city. I still remember the date. It was December the 19th, 1948. At first, we thought that the planes were the Republic's planes that were scheduled for flight training that morning. But then they dropped the bombs, followed by paratroopers who landed in the airport and ambushed the airport defense forces, who only had a few guns. The surprise attack only lasted for 25 minutes. Later on, I heard that 128 Republican soldiers were killed, while there were no casualties at all from the Dutch. It was so sad for us. At 11 a.m., the Dutch forces began to move to the city and managed to seize the Indonesian Republic's temporary capital and capture Indonesian leaders such as President Sukarno, Vice President Muhammad Hatta, and Foreign Affairs Minister Agus Salim. The cabinet mandated Mr. Shafruddin Prawiranagara, the Minister of Welfare, to form an emergency government in Bukit Tinggi, Sumatra. Meanwhile, the Republic commander, who was seriously ill, General Sudirman, led the guerrilla warfare from his bed to fight the Dutch to let them know that our beloved Republic still existed. We're very proud of him. The success of the Dutch operation was, however, condemned by the international community. This resulted in diplomatic isolation of the Dutch, which then led to the Dutch-Indonesian Round Table Conference and recognition of Indonesian independence. What a historic event for us!
It's your turn now. Please answer the following questions by choosing A, B, C, D, or E. Question number one. Which of the following words are similar in meaning? A. Temporary, interim, final. B. Temporary, stable, conditional. C. Temporary, transitory, constant. D. Temporary, eternal, momentary. E. Temporary, short-term, impermanent. Question number two.
The success of the Dutch operation was, however, condemned by the international community. This resulted in diplomatic isolation of the Dutch, which then led to the Dutch-Indonesian Round Table Conference and recognition of Indonesian independence.
Which is the most suitable proverb for Indonesia in regard to these events? A. Sometimes losing is winning. B. If you can accept losing, you can't win. C. You learn more from losing than winning. D. You can't win unless you learn how to lose. E. We learn little from victory, much from defeat.
Nah, sekarang sudah paham kan? Kalau belum, kamu bisa mendiskusikannya dengan temanmu atau gurumu.
If you are not sure about the answers, you can discuss them with your friends or your teacher. English Audiopedia. Explore the world with Audiopedia.